I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back.
Oh,
hold on a minute. This isn't just a regular segment, is it?
Whoa.
I totally spaced it. I was watching this NBA Finals. It's so compelling. And for one or two moments, I forgot that we may be participating in
Scott Mitchell's Crystal Ball.
I didn't forget. Who could forget a night? Listen, it wasn't a week ago. It was actually a week ago that Scott Mitchell's Crystal Ball saw the 2-0 lead that the Phoenix Suns had. And in an act of almost defiance at that point, said that the Milwaukee Bucks would win this championship. And now they're a game away. I'm here to check back in to see if anything has changed here. Scott has the boy, you're going all out, huh? You got the backpack in hand.
I can't take it out. Like, yeah. you can't see it.
So do you look into the backpack or like how's
that?
Yeah,
it's protected.
Okay.
It's light sensitive.
And do you like is it
there's a lot of lights in the studio.
Is there a UV situation? Like do you
UV?
Yeah, like do you like the sunglasses?
No, it's an LED.
Okay.
It's not a UV.
No. Is it like a magic eight ball where the words come up or is it something that you only can interpret?
Can't really say a whole lot about it.
The crystal ball
but
is
I'll
very,
just say
very
it works.
Tough to decipher, yeah. I just, you know, beginner's eyes, like amateur eyes like mine, could not crack the things that say on the crystal ball.
Yeah, with some work, you might
Scott be able to. Mitchell's crystal ball. First of all, Aaron Rodgers is still sitting out, and he reportedly rejected a contract extension that would make him the highest paid quarterback. Not for me. It's not about the money. You're missing the point. He walked away from the table. Scott, is the crystal ball seeing Aaron Rodgers in a Green Bay uniform this year throwing the football around?
Okay, before I look, I'm perplexed by Aaron Rodgers.
Because you're curious too.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, why? What is your beef? Why don't you just say, here's my issue? Why can't you just say, let's talk about the issue and resolve the issue instead of just saying, I'm going to cry and I'm going to go home and I'm going to take my ball and I'm not going to play? I mean, he's never said what.
Right.
He goes, it's not about the quarterback. I love my team. I love everything here.
Then what is it?
But they just don't treat me right. So what have they done that doesn't treat him right?
So they trip over themselves to pay him the
and
money.
And he's never said what it is. Mm. And it's mind-boggling to me. It's like, I don't understand.
Do you think it's one personal relationship? Like one person in the head office that is just like, that guy said the wrong thing to me too many times, and he doesn't get who makes the sun go around here.
Some people just... They get, you know, it's like they have a short leash. They draw a line in the sand, and they hold that hard line. And there's no wiggle room. There's no way of recovery. There's no repentance. There's no nothing. And he just seems to be one of those guys. So let me look in here and let me see what it says.
Now that you've gotten through all that, we're going to be totally shocked here. Uh-oh, you've got a decision.
Well,
what is it?
So, is he going to play? Is that the question?
Is he going to be the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers?
Okay. All I have there is a snowball.
Now, we've seen the snowball before.
Yes.
Like a snowball's chance?
There's like a snowball's chance.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, in heck. Yeah, there's a snowball's chance in heck that he's the guy.
Fetch.
I know. Dag nabbit.
No, it's good for me. Look, as a guy that needs his Seattle Seahawks.
The thing about it is, in Green Bay, snowballs don't melt.
Oh, like, that's true.
Yeah, so,
oh, that's a little bit
so
of a.
It could be.
So the crystal ball's kind of covering its bases.
Yeah.
There. Interesting.
The heck part, though, was that's what really got me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good people there in the Midwest. I don't like to say curse words.
No.
Okay, so how about this one? We just talked.
Yeah, he's.
You think he's out of there? All right.
Yeah.
Scott, what are the odds? This isn't what are the odds. Ask the crystal ball this.
Thank you.
Please don't make it a what are the odds, because then that's just you guessing, and that's foolish.
Right.
What does the crystal ball say about the Olympics? Is it going to go forward? Are we going to see the Tokyo 2020 games happening in 2021, or are they going to be pushed again or canceled altogether?
Well,
you don't have to open it every time, do you?
Like, well, how do I see it? I'm just saying, keep it open.
I want to.
Okay, all I see is a torch. And I see a lit.
Is Aaron Rodgers' snowball hanging above it? Or?
I see a lit torch. That's what I see.
Okay.
So right. I'm going to say,
all systems go.
Yes.
In the words of Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of torches, though.
Yeah.
There's a thing you can get when you have a campfire, and I know you can't have campfires right now.
No.
But you put this in your campfire, and it makes the colors of the.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a buffalo chip, isn't it?
Well, no. A buffalo chip? Like a real one?
Well, yeah, the ones that the pioneers used to get across the.
Where are you going to find that at, like, your local camping store?
I was just saying, go out to Antelope Island. You can harvest some yourself.
The next time I go camping at Antelope Island,
you should.
I'll have colorful fires.
You should.
No, but it's greens and purples and blues.
Sounds like it's bad for the environment.
The torch just kind of
sounds like it's bad for the environment, Scott. Sounds like you're irresponsible. How many All-Stars does the crystal ball see that the Jazz will have on the roster next season? Because, right now they've got three. They've got three on the roster right now. Are those three All-Stars going to be back on the roster next year?
How many are going to be on there?
Yeah. I guess maybe it could change. The number could change. One of those All-Stars could actually change, too. I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that response.
It said three.
It said three again.
It said three. Now, I had to look at it. I had to look at it twice, and it said three.
Yeah.
And
well, if you ask again, you're going to just get one. We've asked it a bunch of times.
No. It doesn't change its mind like that.
No, but the one, you don't want that version of one. It shows you. Yeah.
No.
Oh, I okay.
No, it's no.
Looking back in the bag again.
It's still three. Yeah.
All right. But does that mean it's going to be Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and Mike Conley?
It just says. Same.
I love how you look back in the bag.
It's just the same. It's like there's nothing is going to change.
Okay. Scott, the U.S. are heavy favorites to win the medal count there in the Olympics. Remember when we used to be obsessed with medal counts?
Yeah.
I mean, I would hit refresh on the computer and be like,
yeah.
Where's the medal count?
Yeah.
Tell me where the medal count is. Now, we don't ever win like the medal count in the Winter Olympics. But Summer Olympics.
Do well.
Yeah.
So do well in swimming.
Are we
going
to win? Are we going to win that? Yes. Are we going to win that medal count? That's all that matters.
You know what it says? Wow, that's weird. It just says AU.
AU. Like
AU.
That?
AU. No, it's a symbol, AU.
Oh. Oh, like the like 74th element on the periodic table.
Periodic table elements.
Mm. Yeah. That's manganese, right?
Yeah. It is gold.
It's gold.
Yes.
That's good. Does that mean we'll be...
You asked the question. That's what showed up.
That was the answer.
So
okay.
You've got to figure that one out.
I actually made up if it's the 74th element on the chart there.
Did you really? Because I was going to be like...
It could be really close.
It's pretty impressive on there.
Okay. Gold element number. Okay. Here we go. 79. Oh. I knew it was in the 70s. Ah, ninth grade chemistry. Let me down again. Hate you. Thanks, Miss Blumker. All right, taking the break here. We'll come back.
What's her name?
Miss Blumker.
Did she just make that up?
No, I did not. She was our tennis coach.
That's a good chemistry teacher name, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Blumker?
Blumker.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah she didn't like me.
It's like Beaker.
She didn't like me. We're going to come back. When we return, I've got another score update for you, plus we have our MVPs. Stay right here with us on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.